Yeah, I mean, you guys
couldn't
are crazy.
Do anything. You basically, you're not a human. You're just exam machine. That's why I said it's so unfair.
Okay. I would feel unfair too.
No, I didn't feel unfair until this moment.
That's, yeah.
Okay, then that's your own choice. I don't feel sorry for you. It provides a little bit of stability to
allow you to do other things.
Allow me to face all the instability in life.
小伙伴们，欢迎来到唠嗑呀。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Talkya.
This is quite a long episode.
Oh, we didn't start with our self-introduction.
Oh, that's okay. No worries.
Yeah.
They know who we are.
No, so there might be some new friends.
我是菠萝。
我是豆腐。
Yes. Welcome back to
欢迎收听。
Today's episode is quite long, but quite interesting. If you're interested in relationships, marriage, Korean TV variety shows, blind dates, being set up on blind dates.
Culture difference in Gaokao.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. So, thank you for listening. Bye. Or, not bye. Thank you for listening. So, we decided to talk about life after marriage.
So, yeah. So, our last life update.
The big
we told everybody you proposed, right? So, we were engaged.
That was the last life update. That's like December. December 2022.
Yeah, exactly. That's last year. That's why I said we have a whole year of life to catch up on.
Oh, so my God.
People are not even aware. We already had our wedding. We already registered. We are officially lawfully married.
There's so much.
Yeah. So we're going to dump big news together.
Yes, we got married.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Korean TV shows? Like not dramas, but like reality shows.
Very old. The last one we watched were the 单身即地狱, Singles Inferno.
Oh, no, I'm talking about
like We Are Married. 我们结婚了, right? Like celebrity
getting
married.
You know it?
Yeah.
It was
really big in China.
You watched that too?
I only had watched little bit clips because I used to be a fan of CN Blue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he was with Seo Hyun.
He was inside. He was one of the popular couples.
They were
the
红薯夫妇. Okay, obviously, I mean, I was in the UK at that time, so it was just
sweet potato couple.
Yeah.
Were you not like, what? What's this weird name?
No, because they like making these like cutesy names for each other, right?
Okay. I like 红薯. 我喜欢红薯.
No, I remember very clearly in high school, maybe like the year, like 高考 that year.
For you, it's A-level, right?
Yeah, A-level.
就是英国的高考.
Or maybe a little bit before then. I was with one of our friends who you know. Not with, but like, you know, she was at home and I was at home. And we were like preparing for the exam, which is like that the next day or then, you know, it was in the evening. And they're like, okay, we've got to prepare for this exam, writing on like MSN. But they're like, oh no, a new episode is out.
Which platform do you watch from?
Soompi. I think Soompi was at a forum.
Never heard of
it. I mean, there are websites to watch it.
Okay.
But yeah. So like, oh, we've got this, you know, maths exam, A-level tomorrow, but I can't not watch it.
So you watch 我们结婚了, the Korean show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One night before your 英国高考.
Yeah, something like that.
The 高考. Because
we were so addicted. It's not the 高考 is not as much pressure in the UK as it is in China.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's the same.
It's totally not the same. I remember.
Yeah, I mean, you guys
couldn't do anything. You basically, you're not a human. You're just exam machine. The whole year before 高考.
Like your cousin, right?
Yeah.
But it's not just because he's been like in study mode.
You mean my cousin who is having his 高考 this year?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, I remember last year when we also went to your place, your 老家. He was also studying.
Yeah, it's this whole high school, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's not just one
year.
The
second and third year of high school, like the last 2 years, you cannot do, think, see anything else.
我们的观众同不同意吗？
对，如果听众你也是高考生或者曾经是高考生的话，你们应该懂，怎么可以在高考前夕的晚上看韩国综艺。
You sound like you're about to cry.
Yeah, it just feels so unfair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we became colleagues.
Why?
After all this hardship, I...
Oh, you mean me
and
you?
I went through,
me
yeah.
And you.
And you just watched Korean reality show the night before your 英国高考, your A-level. And we end up with the same company at some point.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's life.
Life is not fair.
I mean,
friends, life is not fair.
Who says that? Who said that?
It's just truth.
Oh, okay.
People say that.
Cry me a river. Cry me a river. You see, this is my
cry
violin.
Cry me a river. No.
Yeah.
Cry me a river. Oh, cry me a river. Justin Timberland.
Timberlake.
Timberlake. Not Timberland.
Timberland is the shoes.
Okay. It's like Benedict Cucumber.
Cucumber.
就是卷福的信我老是念成 Cucumber, 其实是 Cumberbatch, 对吧 ?Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch. Cumberbatch.
Do you know what batch means?
Yeah, go by batch.
Yeah. But cumbersome batch.
Oh, so it's not a good surname?
No, I made up the cumbersome bit. I was just adding on a name to.
I like him, so.
Yeah, I like him.
He might have his fans here listening.
Well, we're not saying anything bad about him.
Okay. where were we?
So,
I watched the reality show called We Are Married.
We got married.
We got married. Yeah. 我们结婚了。
Okay. So, but you, no, you said you only watch clips.
Yeah, I only watch clips.
Okay. I was going to see if there were any parallels between that show.
Oh, yeah.
And
now you can validate. Is it true?
Well, okay, obviously there are some big differences between the show and real life. Because
we are
the
not
celebrities, talk for yourself.
Okay.
They don't necessarily know. I think they know of each other, potentially.
Yeah.
Before they meet.
Yeah.
But then, the show's premise is as soon as they meet, they're effectively, you know, married, and then they move.
That's kind of like arranged marriage.
Yeah, but they're all like Korean celebrities. I mean, it's not real. It's a show.
I don't know how they were matched up.
It's the producers doing.
Oh, so there's no like selecting process. Like the Love is Blind.
I think before they start shooting, you know, they'll select the celebrities and they'll ask them like, oh, if you were to get married, with a celebrity, who would you like? I think maybe, like, what's your ideal type?
Oh.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think, if I remember correctly, they either move in together immediately or they go on a few dates and then they have their house all set up for them.
Mm.
And then they do life stuff. You know, they go to the beach, they go shopping, they go groceries, they do cooking,
they
attend
family?
Each other's work stuff. Family. No, but they meet each other's, like, if they're in a boy band or like a girl band, they'll meet the members of the other person's group, which are like family to, you
For
know,
me,
the
it's
K-pop.
Like dating. There's a lot of, they're just dating. It's not really, it's really a small part of marriage, just to do those stuff, right?
But you know how, not publicly intimate the Korean celebrities are, especially back then.
Oh, so that was already kind of a big reveal.
Yeah, yeah, like if they fell asleep fully clothed together on the sofa, that would be like, oh my god!
That's poor!
I mean, I don't know, it's not that far.
Celebrity.
But like, throughout the show, they may or may not kiss on the lips, maybe kiss on the cheek, or like a back hug, like a hug. A hug would be a big thing, like, oh, yeah.
Oh
my god!
Skinship!
Oh my god, skinship!
So
they hugged!
So we
got married, right, me and you, we've still not even hugged, like, more than 10 times.
No,
yeah.
Are you saying in reality? What? In your dream. This is a dream. Right?
You know, I'm.
Are
you know,
really
every day I try to make
up.
A move on you, try to hug you, and you're like, pat me away.
I'm a bit confused now. Are we talking about Korean show? Or imaginary?
Yeah, come on, keep up.
I need to wake up. This is a dream.
Yeah. So obviously, marriage is not like the show.
Okay, good conclusion. So did you think when you were watching it as a, you know, teenage growing
yeah.
in UK
yeah oh the,
first
this
one,
is what married life will be like
yeah first one did that inspire you of what a marriage life is like? Second, are you so fussed about, like, you know, back hug things, you know, the sexual expressions in the West are...
What's sexual?
More open.
What do you mean sexual expression? It's just a hug from behind.
I know, like, hug from behind is, like, not that big of a deal, right?
Do you think...
In the UK.
Do you think hugs from behind are a lot more erotic than hugs from the front or from the side? Do you prefer a left-hand side hug? Or do you prefer
a
right-hand side hug?
I'm just saying... As an Asian,
yeah.
as a girl who grew up in Asia,
yeah.
Those kind of skinship, they call skinship, it's like, wah! Oh my god, what are they doing? This is so not appropriate, but I really want to watch it.
But it's different. It's different
for you,
on TV versus in real life.
But for you in the UK, I don't think any TV shows will make a fuss about, you know,
no,
like a cheek kiss.
No.
So did you adjust to this culture gap?
You know, it was or still is. There's not a lot of Asian representation on TV
in the UK.
Yeah.
That time, so
yeah.
It's like Made in Chelsea. They're all white.
Well, yeah, of course. It's not like nowadays where you have, like, you know, on Netflix, every other show seems to have an Asian representation. It's a lot better, although I think it's still, you know, some ways, it's not the same as, like, Black or, African, or
people of other colors other than yellow.
Well, if I had to do a ranking, it would be like, at the top, it would be like white, then black, then oriental, than Indian in like Western media.
I think Indians are.
Where?
So much. Yeah, there's so many.
The only Indian.
I watched so many.
That's true.
I watched so many.
Like a few comedians or.
Okay, sorry. Sidetrack. So, okay, because there were no Asian, not that much Chinese or Asian.
Oriental
representative on TV to do any, you know, relationship stuff.
It's not really a relationship. It's like, you know, you want to watch something where.
People who look like you.
Yeah. That's pretty much. That's called representation. That's exactly what it is.
That can totally be another episode about your identity crisis.
What identity crisis? Well, I mean,
minority issues. Okay.
Yeah, minority issues. Yeah. It's true. It's a thing.
Okay.
That's why you search out. Yeah. You know.
So you, going back to our topic, seeing the Koreans, you know, having skinship, like holding hands, kissing cheeks, hugging is already kind of wow for you. It was.
No, it's not. I mean, in the TV show, it's wow, but.
When you were watching it, did you like, what?
Yeah, because I'm into the show.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that in my life, I think, you know, I'm going to get a boner from hugging. Or like, you know, I'm going to like totally orgasm.
Okay, culture gap here. In like school time.
Yeah.
Any skinship is butterfly, like ultra butterfly, giant butterfly.
You mean between like you and your crush?
Yeah, or
that's
opposite sex people person, not opposite.
Oh, any opposite any.
Yeah, like between boys and girls.
Oh, because it's so divided. Separated.
Yeah, it's so split.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I can. I think if I remember correctly, you know, I wouldn't. Think hugging the other gender during school, like that time period in life, was
a
big deal.
During teenage or high school.
Yeah.
Okay, that was kind of a school wide scandal.
What
in my area in.
But most of China. But you have. Did you have
not
couples?
Me, my generation?
Did you have couples and boyfriends and girlfriends at school?
There were, but it's forbidden. It's kind of a no-no from the teachers.
Your cousin also said that too.
Did you talk to him about relationships?
No,
half a year before his gaokao. What a bad influence!
No, I asked him.
No, just kidding.
I asked him. What did I ask him? Did I ask him?
Do we need to wait for another episode for you to recall?
It wasn't the first question I asked, but I did ask, do you have like a girlfriend or anything? And he said, no, it's forbidden. It's not allowed.
Damn.
I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, no, the school prohibits.
对啊.
I'm like, 禁止.
对啊.
He's like, yeah, 禁止.
I told you, in high school, we were exam machines.
But then he said, there are couples, but they do it like secretly.
Yeah, underground.
Yeah.
And then
I asked him, how do they get together?
Mm.
Is it from the same school, same class, from apps on the phone? He's like, he said, no, phone's not allowed.
So 10 years after my generation, it's still the same.
Oh.
Yeah, phones were not allowed.
Phones not allowed?
Not allowed. I told you, you could do nothing but study.
That's kind of
sad. You, it's like military level, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why I said it's so unfair.
Okay. I would feel unfair too.
No, I didn't feel unfair until this moment, knowing that you were watching 我们结婚了 one night before your A-level, your 英国高考.
We can watch it for real.
It's a bit outdated now. Now Koreans are doing like Singles Inferno, that's like Danshan Ji Diyu, like
true.
It's a totally different
landscape. They've evolved in their sexual awakening journey.
Like Love is Blind, Love Island.
No, Love is Blind is not Korean. It's
yeah, they're catching up with the openness of the Western dating shows.
Koreans are.
Yeah. Right? It's even more. They're all like bikinis every day.
Like on the street.
In Singles Inferno.
That's because it's a beach. What else are you supposed to wear? Like okay. A suit?
I don't know. Maybe not bikini every day.
Okay, so you watched a few clips. Can you do you have anything, any aspects of 我们结婚了 that you think?
I think that represents a very teenage mindset that as long as you date, oh, I'm gonna marry this guy. Like when you date someone,
but
for girls, before you date someone, you're thinking, wait, what are the kids gonna be like? Like girls jump steps like that.
So when
I watch it, I was like, yeah, dating, marriage, same.
So did you think about what our kids would be like when you got together with me?
No. When I got together with you, I changed. That was like 10, 12, 15 years ago.
I see.
Yeah. I was saying when I watch it as a teenage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can relate to that. You know, as a kid, I mean, I didn't have so many successful relationships. But I had many crushes, right?
Okay.
I had many
same here.
Targets. Targets.
What do you call it? Prey?
Prey.
Predator hunts.
Prey.
Yeah, prey.
So you're the predator and your crush is the prey, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
For you, because you're a guy.
So what is it for you then?
Crush.
That's not
okay.
That's totally
not
double standards.
Okay.
It's not about feminists, it's just double standards.
Yeah. Okay, go.
Okay. I wouldn't think about what our kids would be like. I think about
our meaning you and your crush.
Yeah. Okay. As a teenage me.
Okay.
I'd be like, what would I be like?
In the marriage.
No.
Okay, then your mindset is different.
I would still overthink a lot of things. Ah, okay. So if we're already interacting, 我们已经互动, right? Like texting, talking, I would overthink a lot about like what they're saying. What does it mean?
Yeah, that's always that, like the mind game, right?
I hate that mind game.
I know. Cut it.
We
cut the crap.
Can we say that when we got together, there was not many mind games?
We both were just exhausted from all the previous mind games. So we were like, cut the crap.
But I mean, I don't know if those mind games, are they real or are they just in your head?
I think they're in your head.
Yeah. Like if you're talking about a game, it's like two people playing a game, right? But actually it's just you in your mind.
I may
playing a game on yourself.
Yeah. Which is somehow fun, right? Like I don't regret I had those mind games with myself or with the other person.
No, I wouldn't say
that. Isn't a good experience, right? You don't have, okay, talking about after marriage, you don't get chance to play those mind games anymore.
No.
Yeah, unless, like, if you are someone who really enjoying that, then.
But in the moment, okay, I don't know if I agree with you. I agree that I don't regret having them. In the moment, I wouldn't say I enjoyed them though, like those mind games with myself. It's quite tiring, I think.
I think if you are the side with upper hand, then you need
if things are going well.
Yeah, if
yeah, the, yeah, yeah.
Or if you are the one who being who are controlling the mind game, say like you are the other one likes you more.
Oh, but you still still like them.
You still kind of like them, or maybe not. Then you would enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. But if it's me, I mean, I definitely had more experiences where I was liking somebody else more than they were liking me.
And you were desperate most of the time.
All right, okay. but of the few experiences that I had where somebody liked me, and I was on that so-called upper hand, I knew that I didn't like them in the same amount. So I wouldn't really play those games because I'd just kind of pass them off. Yeah. Does that make sense?
What's pass them off?
I wouldn't consider them as a...
What? So if someone likes you and you don't like someone, you don't even do anything.
No. Why would I?
Just try it out.
But I know.
Or enjoying being liked?
There's nothing much to enjoy there.
Maybe that's why you were always not in the upper hand. Because when you're in the upper hand, they just leave it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's, yeah.
Okay. Then that's your own choice. I don't feel sorry for you. You had the chance.
Always making it hard on myself.
Yeah. then, so you had no game with me, right?
No, I think with me and you, it was more of an equal ground, like,
I think we were at the stage, we were so sick of it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we were at the age as well, and you have, like, enough...
Some people would not.
I mean...
I think we...
We had our own... We're at that age. Yeah, yeah. We're at that kind of mindset already.
Yeah.
Because we both kind of went in thinking, you know, we want something long-term, stable.
Yeah.
No mind games, no playing around.
Yeah. Like, it works or not.
What?
Like, our game is more like our relationship, either it works or not. Not like getting into the relationship.
Tried
a lot
out.
Of challenges, and you know.
Oh, but we still had a lot of challenges.
Yeah, we had, but we didn't create challenges to play a game. Yeah.
I haven't talked too much about how my close friends, you know, got together with their current partners and wives. How have you spoken? Do you know how? You know, your friends, how they got together with their current partners, and if they had a similar kind of mindset about, given that you guys, you know, probably all grew up in China's mainland.
I think they either were school lovers.
Mm.
So school love, quite pure, I think.
Mm.
Even though they had mind game, it's kind of minor, or not like, as hard as adult mind game. Or they met at work, or they met an app.
On an app.
But on an app is a minor case. Mostly school love, colleagues, yeah.
What do you think about finding people on apps? Finding dates, finding girlfriend, boyfriends on apps, etc., etc.?
I think it makes sense for the people's lifestyle in big cities.
Because it's like convenient.
Yeah, because in a busy
en masse.
City life, you don't get that many chance to meet friends out of your own circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After I moved to Hong Kong, and also, well, yeah, after you start working, work consumes like 80-90% of your life.
Yeah.
If you don't go out partying, not that partying and going to clubs is a great way to meet people, and if you don't meet people at work, there's very few occasions to to meet new people.
Yeah, or friends, blind date.
Yeah, I think friends is probably one of the best bets.
Yeah.
We said...
But my friends don't introduce me new friends.
年糕小姐. Remember we spoke to her?
And yeah, we even suggested...
No, well, yes, but like offline.
Okay.
Recently, and we said, you know, be open as well to any recommendations or introductions from even your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But, and you also had recommendations from your parents too.
Forced blind dates. Quotation mark, recommendations.
But it's not like they were forcing you to marry them.
Yeah, forcing me to date them or see meet up.
Like, what else are you going to do?
I didn't mind. It's just...
You sounded
sometimes
like you minded.
A bit sneaky.
How?
It's like, sometimes I was just traveling back to have some family time. And the first thing they set up for me is this blind date. Is that I'm not even in the mood of, like, I was trying to get back.
Permission.
Yeah, I was just trying to get back to chill. And they pretend having this dinner for me or breakfast, and then suddenly say, oh, by the way, it's going to be a guy that you never met.
That's quite sneaky.
Yeah. But sometimes they're being open about it, public about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
How old were you? First of all.
Since my early 20s.
Do they know that you're like on the lookout for guys? Do they know if you're dating?
Yeah. We're close. I call them often. So they're quite transparent on my relationship status with them.
Sure.
Yeah. So they know. They knew.
Then that's not so bad then. You know, they know that. Say
that's
single.
Not so bad. I think my mom's recommendations was good. My dad's, he had a very low bar for his daughter. Like, as long as it's a male who has a job, any job, like corporate job, government job, yeah.
Delivery.
I don't think there was any delivery.
送货员?
没有。觉得没有。 At least university graduate.
Okay. So that's, you know, that's a bar.
There's so many. There's like, I don't know, tens of millions of those.
What were your mum's guys like? Her recommendations?
From her own circle.
Like, oh, that's good.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Your mum, yeah.
Totally in a different location. Like that person is different in a different city with me. I was open-minded.
That's okay.
But nobody's gonna move for the other person to even start trying.
No, but you can meet up. You know, you start off meeting each other once every, you know, 1 month, and then gradually. Like,
yeah.
I want
that would be
again.
A good trajectory, but eventually
that can happen.
I find maybe we were different people.
I wouldn't have minded. I don't know if I, like you, I don't know if I would have trusted the judgment of my parents. However, I would have been quite open-minded to meet people introduced by my parents.
Because you were not being asked and pushed every month or week.
No, but, you know, I was a teenage guy. You know, I was pushing myself to...
Teenage guy hates set up dates.
I can go on a date.
So if one day your mom come back, imagine you're a teenager.
I'd be like, is she hot?
And then your mom's like, oh, from the dance group, I met a daughter of this dance friend. Do you want to meet up with her?
I'd be like, show me a picture.
And then she showed you the picture. She seemed just like a, yeah, not bad Chinese girl.
I mean, not bad is not bad. So, yeah, okay.
Okay,
meet up. Let's go for some bubble tea.
Okay, so it didn't
work. Let's go watch some Stephen Chow.
So it didn't work. another week, she give you another girl.
I'd be like, yeah, rack them up.
And then it keeps on going.
Keep them coming. Keep them.
It keeps on coming. And then after a year, and then your mom's like, don't be so picky. Just continue with one of the girls.
Why can't I be so picky? I've got like week after week, I've got a new, you know, fresh meat coming
because girls will be judged if you don't find a guy after so many days.
And then
the parents will say to the daughter, say, are you being too picky? We introduced you like five guys. What's wrong with them? They're all very nice. And then they started to question you. It's like, is there any problem with you? Are you being too strong? Don't focus so much on work.
Oh. I mean, I guess it depends on how this is still teenage, right?
This is my 20s. Not teenage. Teenage, no. Okay. For Chinese parents, during teenage.
Because you said it would start during teenage.
20s.
Okay.
So it is.
So in, okay, in going your back scenario to teenage, where my mom is giving me, you know.
Maybe after you start working.
Okay.
Yeah. For Chinese parents, in teenage, you're forbidden to do anything.
Yeah.
You basically, they treat you as a study machine who don't really understand what is relationship.
No.
And then.
Did you?
Of course, I understood from TV. And then after school, uni, they're like, where's the husband?
Yeah. Yeah.
So double standard, right?
Yeah.
Overnight.
Yeah, I think that's quite a difficult position to be in. It's not, I think it's quite common. It's not the first time.
You have parents who have very good sense of boundary, who never, meddle your personal life, so you don't know. I don't think you could understand.
Well, they raised me to be quite independent.
Yeah.
So, but I wouldn't have minded.
Well,
dates.
Another.
But okay.
In fact, after marriage, you don't get blind dates anymore. Sorry.
Of course not.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you mean from your parents?
No, for you. I'm just going back to our original topic.
Yeah, I know.
What's before and after marriage?
Yeah, we totally didn't like answer that.
I'm
at
trying
all.
To going back to
trying
that.
To close I said, the, close
yeah,
the...
I said after marriage, you don't get this whole dating stuff anymore.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Talking about the mind games. Okay. Say you're in a perpetual state of mind games. This is not being in a relationship versus the lifestyle and the mental state that you have during marriage that you could say stability, you know, which one do you prefer? Because you said you liked that because you enjoyed
some part of it.
Yeah.
I think people change. People's preference change.
Mm.
People's energy level change.
Mm.
In my 20s, I enjoy some of it.
Mm.
Not all of it.
Like, the mind game stuff.
Yeah. When you are, you know you're not in the upper hand, of course you don't enjoy that. You have the fear of rejection.
Yeah.
And when you have upper hand, or at least you're equal, or you don't care as much, then you're enjoying it. Will they, won't they?
Yeah.
But now I'm at the age that I want to invest my energy and emotions in other things. Yeah. Like to build a future, to build a family, to improve myself, rather than getting another person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point as well. It's, not that it's, you know, a checkbox or anything, but, and not to trivialize it, but.
Pretty much a trivialize.
Like make it a small thing.
Oh.
But I feel like in a big list of things to do, in life, you can check off partner, wife, husband, whatever, And then that gives more, like you said, time and energy that you can devote to other things, like, you know, health, physical health, diet, any other ambitions, any other hobbies, because, you know, because that, I mean, that takes up a, especially if you're single and you want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
That takes a lot
that's energy
of energy.
Consuming.
Yeah. So
that's like
a lot
another
of
whole job.
Yeah. And if it's messy or you're in that kind of tug of war, you know, with other people, with your mind, yeah, that's very energy consuming. So I think with marriage, it provides a bit of an anchor.
Yeah, it provides a little bit of stability to
allow you to do other things.
Allow me to face all the instability in life. Like you said, the anchor. The一艘轮船的锚.
But you still have to maintain it.
Yeah. You need to maintain any relationship. Your relationship with friends, with parents, with partner, with
yeah, but it's
like
not
kids.
So it's not so day to day.
It has a foundation.
Yeah,
it has a, I guess, investment from both sides at least. Yeah.
But I think it doesn't. Like, it's not like things stop after marriage.
Yeah.
In the movies, when people get married, that's always the conclusion.
They say, yeah, that's why a lot of people say marriage is a funeral of love.
Really?
中文有这么，以前一些电视剧里面这么说，什么婚姻是爱情的坟墓。
But that's just like a young person's.
Yeah. That's I'm not saying it's true.
We're
just saying some people's perspective. And I disagree.
Yeah.
That's why we are married, because we disagree. Yeah.
I think it kind of transforms into something else. Like,
yeah, I think it just opened up a lot more goals to achieve, opportunities.
Yeah. It's like a tree, right? Like, You can see the roots are like all getting together and the dates, and then the stump or
树干，对吧?
Yeah, that's like getting together and the marriage, and then in terms of things that happen afterwards, it like
树枝,
branches out. It branches out to, like, you know, settling down and kids and having a home and doing other things that are based on, you know, the partnership and the marriage that you build.
That's a good metaphor.
I know, right? I just thought of that on the spot. Yeah,
and you're impressed by yourself, I can tell.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
give me my clapping
effect.
Sound effect.
Yeah.
Applause.
Okay. I think you're more enjoying the how impressive you are now than about this issue.
All right, well,
okay.
You've made me want to stop being impressed by myself now.
Yeah, I think so. Some people might think, oh, it's having a marriage means you're having a lot of more bags on your shoulder. You just feel heavier and heavier and more tired and more tired.
You mean people who
don't want to get married?
Because
I do have friends who don't want to get married. Like, can you say if marriage phobia?
Phobia? Yeah, that's a good
feel, oh, they're on this journey of their life. If they get married, they're just getting more and more bags on their shoulder.
Mm.
Just slow them down. Yeah.
I mean, it depends on if they're consuming a lot of energy and
I think it just disappears from perspective. You see the so-called bags, like responsibilities, as branches of a tree. Some people see it as a burden, just different perspective.
I mean, the responsibilities, you can't avoid them.
You can to try to be single the whole life.
Sorry. I mean, of course you can. In my perspective, you can't.
that's why you propose and get married.
That's just part of, you know, that's just what life is.
Then I'm glad you think that way. That's why, yeah, you are a married man. Because you don't mind those responsibilities and you think that's part of one's life.
Yeah. No, don't shy away from those responsibilities. Those are the real important things.
You sound like a parent. Talking to a single child.
Okay. Well, so...
Yeah, I agree. I think I see marriage and having a family is important to me because they are different possibilities of life. If I can be single the whole life, then I'm only experiencing one perspective of life. And I want to experience other perspectives of life.
I also thought before, you know, one of my thoughts before marriage was, or before, you know, having a partner was, I can only grow. There's a limit to how much I can grow just by myself.
Yeah, that's another thing I agree.
Like if you don't have somebody else there to keep you in check and to balance you out in many ways, then you become a very odd tree.
I think you have someone in your head, like some reference.
I don't know. But there'll be no, you know, you won't have anybody there to keep you in check. No gardener to shear off your
treadmill.
Yeah. That's not a bad into a flowering clean bush.
Okay. You're so always, you can always turn things into a bit pervert.
What?
Pervy.
No, I'm just... Okay, let's get away from this flower, like floral, floral metaphor.
I can't echo that by wisdom words I had from work.
Oh, yeah.
That if you... walk on your own is faster, but if you walk together with another person, you can walk further.
Oh.
Yeah. That's I think nice. That's a good metaphor of what you said. That's what I always thought. Like, it's actually provoking teamwork, but I think it works in marriage too.
Because
you can carry each other further, right?
Yeah, and you always walk so slow. Like, okay. I'm always...
No, I walk really fast. I'm famous for walking fast in my friend group.
But you have such short legs.
But they're, like, fast. High frequency.
Like a crab.
Like a guinea pig.
Guinea pig. Okay.
Mm.
Okay, well, let us know, you know, in the comments, if you have any questions or thoughts around marriage or
not getting married,
yeah,
I would open to know another perspective.
Yeah. There's no judgment here.
Yeah.
Open to people's any thoughts.
Yeah.
Any okay. closing?
Yeah.
Messages or thoughts?
We can talk about marriage for days.
Yeah.
So.
A lifetime.
I know.
Probably.
So this is a long episode and thank you for sticking with us. Listening to the end.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Liking.
Share. Subscribe.
Yeah, sharing. Comment. Subscribing us. Yeah. Oh, 感谢大家听到最后，我们对于婚姻这个话题真的是会有很多很多可以说的，很多可以唠嗑的。感谢你听到最后。坚持就是胜利。谢谢大家关注、订阅、转发、评论哟。
Bye.